jumping on with us. Getting ready to start up the third hour of the program, dive into some stories and taking your calls in the third hour. So if you'd like to give us your perspective on a story we've covered thus far, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. And it's the holidays, so be nice, be cheerful. And by the holidays, I mean Christmas. We could say that now because President Trump's our president. I used to love when people used to say that. We could say Merry Christmas now because Trump is our president. Yeah, I was just talking to someone too. The AI-generated program that helps people respond back to emails. My friends just texted me and said, oh my gosh, she told me to say happy holidays to you. She knows if she would have sent me a happy holidays email, it wouldn't have gone well for her. Till she didn't send it. She didn't send it. But Merry Christmas, obviously, is what we say over here on InfoWars. So buckle up. We've got another hour, of course, to dive into in just a little bit. 877-789-2539. It's the number you're going to call if you want to join the show. Want to hear from you. And again, be nice. It's the holiday season, man. It's the holiday season. We're also going to be diving into some stories to catch you up on. Let's talk about this one. Let me kick it off with this. I've been teasing this story. I want to talk about specifically New York. As many of you guys know, I'm a New Yorker, recovering New Yorker. I am someone who fled to the South before the big mass migration from New York to Florida. I beat everyone. I left in 2019, fled to Florida, stayed there for a couple of years, then migrated over to Texas because it was just getting too many New Yorkers in Florida. But New York is interesting because they've obviously lost a massive amount of Republican voters because nobody wants to live under Democratic leadership. But right now we have a big race coming up in New York, specifically the governor's race is what I'm alluding to here. And Kathy Hochul, of course, the New York governor, is saying she's going to run again, whatever. But on the Republican side of things, Bruce Blakeman, who is somebody who is a public figure, obviously Nassau County. I've had him on my podcast before. I like the guy. I like the guy a lot. He is good for the area in regards to how he balances public policies, given the fact that it is a blue state. Now, again, Long Island's not so blue. They're more moderate Republicans. Upstate New York, more Republican-esque. But the New York City liberal hacks are just taking down the entire state. So Bruce Blakeman is running. And Elise Stefanik announced that she was originally running. But since last week, she has pulled back that, no longer running in New York for the governor's race. And she also says, I'm not going to even run for re-election in Congress. I'm out. Well, President Trump immediately, just a couple of hours after she announced that, went and backed Bruce Blakeman. He announced his endorsement of Bruce on Truth Social, the Nassau County executive. Now, Bruce is loved by many in Long Island, and so this was good news to them. He has done a great job at enforcing and working with ICE. Again, this is New York State, so you tread lightly here. But everyone's wondering, why did Elise Stefanik back out? Well, she backed out, according to my sources, because, well, President Trump refused to endorse her. Behind the scenes, she has caused an absolute mess since being nominated to the UN. And so, according to my sources, she has continuously pulled dirty political moves, which have caused a lot of friction within the Republicans' party, specifically those in the House right now. Speaker Mike Johnson, not very happy with her. But again, when she was nominated to the UN, she refused to leave her Republican leadership office. And so she's been apparently occupying that. I don't know if that's still active. I haven't followed up on that in quite some time. It's been a couple, like 2 months that I followed up on that part. But she's caused a lot of problems for people. There was also allegations that she was misleading the White House on who might replace her in Congress. There were several people running for that seat. And so she was trying to pick her favorite out of all of them. It's very questionable, those circumstances. Several reports have come out about that. And a lot of people weren't happy with Stefanik. So President Trump putting his foot down and saying, I'm not going to endorse you. You've caused too much of a mess. And allowed her to bow out gracefully. And then hours later, throwing his support behind Bruce Blakeman. Now, no word if Stefanik plans on ever getting back into the political arena. As of right there now, though, no Congress and no governorship, of course. So we'll keep our eye on that. All right, more to come in just a bit. More stories to dive into, and we're taking your calls, of course. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. We just launched Ultimate Power. More you buy, more you save over at thealexjonesstore.com. Take a look.
challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Jumping on with us in the third hour of the show. For those of you just jumping on right now, I know we're catching up on the radio side of things. We're taking your calls in just a bit. So if you'd like to join the show, maybe weigh in on a news story, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls in just a moment. I want to get to this because this actually just happened moments ago over on Newsmax. Randy Fine, Congressman Randy Fine, as many of you guys like him, some of you like him, some of you don't really like him. He just gave a little bit of information in regards to Ilhan Omar. Apparently, he's working on not only just getting her expelled from Congress, but he's also apparently working on getting her expelled from the country. Take a listen.
Well, I agree with the president 100%. Ilhan Omar is a walking example of everything that is wrong with our legal immigration policy. We imported tens of thousands of people who hate America, add no value to it, rob and steal from us, and we're supposed to be okay with it. I don't think Ilhan Omar should be expelled from Congress. I think she should be expelled from the United States. And that's something that I'm working on. But what prompted me to take this position is she decided to send around fundraising emails saying I should be expelled from Congress. Well, if that's her view, she should go for it. And so what I've said is if I'm going to try to expel her, it won't be in a fundraising email. She'll deal with it on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Oh, it's getting spicy. Getting very spicy over in Congress. I don't know how I feel about any of this at this point, besides the fact that I'm not I don't really like Ilhan Omar. That's me putting it nicely and trying to be very, very soft on the topic. I actually do believe that she should be removed from Congress. I think it's long overdue, removed from this country. She's openly admitted to working for the Somalian government, obviously saying that she is here to represent Somalia, not Americans. That's all you really needed to get her out. Now, again, we haven't been able to verify whether or not she's an actual American citizen. We do have proof that she did alter her birth year. We presented it to you last week, I believe it was. And again, no update from U.S. Immigration Services, even though I keep reaching out for my little Ilhan Omar update. Unfortunately, nobody wants to talk about this. But, you know, when you import people that hate your country, you get people like Ilhan Omar. You get people like Ilhan Omar. Randy Fine. We'll try to get Randy Fine on the show. I know that might be a topic that a lot of people don't want to hear about, but we can ask him about AIPAC. Why not? Why not? I'll reach out to the congressman from Florida and see if he wants to have a little discussion about this, plus AIPAC, of course. All right, let's keep diving into a bunch of other stories. Some of you guys know I kind of earned the title as the woman who just keeps reporting on biometrics. You know, people see me and apparently my biggest claim to fame, not as in like reporting on the corrupt government or suing the corrupt government, or like just, you know, finding Americans on terror watch lists and reporting it directly to them like Tulsi Gabbard. But apparently I'm the biometrics girl these days. And so there was an update regarding biometrics being taken to the airport that I wanted to make sure you all saw. Now, as many of you guys know, I exposed the government for at the airport. They say, oh, just take your photo here and we'll delete it right after. TSA does that to you. And it says it on the sign. But then when I did some document diving and I found myself evidence that the government deletes it after they send it to DHS, I reached out to DHS for comment and TSA and they did admit, yeah, we send it over to DHS, but it's a limited amount, a limited amount. Obviously, this all started at the roots of this started in the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act requires foreigners to submit their biometrics when entering and leaving our country. Foreigners. But since then, we've expanded that now to American citizens, because that's how these things work. They never are exactly what they try to make it out to be. And in fact, I've proven that several times over the last few years of my exclusive reporting on all things related to the government grabbing your biometrics and storing it in a database. But the FBI director, Kash Patel, put out a tweet that's setting off all the red flags right now. Take a look at this. All right. So he said one of his big things was to improve biometrics. The FBI undertook a project earlier this year to vastly expand our overseas biometrics program, helping stop bad actors before they board a plane or a vessel to the United States. Now, he claims they are improving that, and they've done just that. We work with partners across the federal government at DHS and CBP and more, as well as our overseas counterparts, to implement improvements at every level. These are the types of improvements and investments under this administration that will make America's border and national security stronger than ever before. Now, here's the interesting fun fact to all of this. Again, it never stops here. It never is just foreigners only. What do they mean by this? Why not give us details rather than all of these? We're doing this for your safety. They did that during the Patriot Act when they wanted to push the Patriot Act onto Americans. We saw that unravel. We saw what's happened since all of that. Again, they always say foreigners, but it never stops there. It always goes after Americans. In fact, again, I'll tell you this story. You know, I was in Budapest a couple of months ago when I came back into the United States and I had to go through customs. They don't even ask you for your passport. Instead, they ask to scan your face. And when they scan your face, they know what country you're coming from. How do I know this? Well, when I said, oh, no, this is for foreigners only. I'm American citizen. Here's my passport. The guy grumpy, you know, government employee is not obviously always the nicest people, nor do they get very excited about having to work a little bit harder. But this government employee, not happy with me, had to ask me, what country was I coming from? Was it for business? Did I bring any food, agriculture back with me? And then, of course, I got flagged for a random bag check, which I was told was random by the miserable CBP employee. But folks, why am I saying this? Well, because I was asked those questions about what country did I come from? Because apparently they didn't know. But everyone else who got their face scanned, they knew what country they were coming from. They didn't even ask them the question. They didn't even ask. There was no question. Scan your face, keep it moving. So what? Why do I bring this up? Well, is it that we already are on this? They deny it. There's a shared database where all countries are sharing your biometrics with one another. So when you come back into the United States, you just quickly scan your face as an American citizen. They can tell what country you came from because we're all sharing information on one global level. I know it sounds crazy. Not to you guys, of course, but to everyone else who hasn't been following what's been going on these last few years. You see, when Kash Patel promotes improving the biometrics grab, which is a privacy grab, of course, it's not just for foreigners. They tell you it's for foreigners, so it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside, like, wow, the government's doing its job. It's trying to secure us. But time and time again, that's never the case. That's never the case. And so I strongly do believe, again, they'll cover it up and tell us, no, that's not the case. But the government is sharing our biometrics with other countries. Because we see time and time again, Chrissy Noem in foreign countries signing all these agreements about biometrics. Here's Kash Patel bragging about it. The guy who wrote the book about government gangsters. And he understands what the globalists are doing and how they're trying to get us all in this digital platform that's shared between all countries. This effort for a one world order is being pushed under this administration. And they know that. They know that. Because these are the same people who used to get up on stages. I know, I heard Kash Patel speak at the Christian conservative events I'd attend. And he'd always pretend to be going after all these people trying to expose deep state. Well, it looks like the swamp has eaten one of our own. Pushing the biometric system, which is grabbing foreigners, how they'll tell us for now, their biometric information. And again, they always say, oh, it's foreigners. It's not just the foreigners, folks. I saw it first with my own eyes. My own eyes. They can sit there and lie to you all they want, but the reality of it is we know what's going on right now. We know what's going on. And shame on the director from pushing this out. Maybe he didn't. Maybe someone's from his comms team. but I don't feel any safer with our biometrics being taken. I don't. In fact, let me just remind you, that Brown University shooting, that suspect was a foreigner, not a U.S. citizen. So to come into our country, he needed to have his biometrics taken because of the Patriot Act. It's in the Patriot Act. So if Brown University had any type of image of him, they could have ran it through the federal database or could have found him out a little bit sooner. Maybe the MIT professor would have been saved. But because the biometric grab isn't keeping us any safer, they weren't able to utilize it. They weren't. Of course, again, Brown University not really being transparent on the fact that they have cameras on campus, but won't tell us what exactly happened to those cameras. Because again, if they were able to capture this guy's face or partial, they possibly could have ID'd him using the federal database. That's Cash Patel says it's new and improved. That is something to ponder in your minds, of course. These things that they brag about now, I mean, he's so proud about this. They're not really helping you and I. It's more so just the illusion that it makes you safer. But does it really? But does it really? All right, let's turn to another story. I want to bring you an update about Brett Hankinson. As many of you guys know, I've covered his story extensively. He was one of the officers involved in the Breonna Taylor shooting. Brett Hankinson was there that day and responded after seeing one of his colleagues get shot in the leg by Breonna Taylor's boyfriend by opening fire on that apartment. Now, again, they had everything that they needed to conduct that raid. Although it was a no-knock warrant, let me just re-echo this, they still knocked. Neighbors heard them announcing, the police announcing their presence outside their door. But still, Taylor's boyfriend, who apparently made a call between all of this, according to that officer that was shot in the leg, Sergeant John Mattingly, called someone and did know the police were outside of his home and instead opened fire. He claims a different set of details on that front, though. Now, Taylor was fatally shot and she did die that day. According to the officer that was there that day, he used her almost like a shield as he ducked and ran into the other room for cover. So this officer you see on your screen, Brett Hankinson, he's no longer with the department. That's because the DOJ under the Biden regime launched a full-on attack on Hankinson. Now, again, Hankinson did not fatally shoot Taylor, but because he returned fire in a dark room, again, it was early morning hours, they were not happy with Hankinson for doing that, even though he literally saw one of his colleagues get shot and thought in that moment that he was under attack. Well, Hankinson was charged and convicted of under a civil rights law, saying that Taylor's rights were violated under the Biden regime. He was sentenced to, I believe, almost 3 years in prison for that. Now, it's interesting because the DOJ, and before I get to the update, the DOJ argued under the Trump administration that he shouldn't serve any time in prison because he already lost his job because of it. And that was enough. Well, the judge is completely surpassing the DOJ's request and sentencing him to prison. Now, he was sent off to prison while awaiting his appeal. Now, according to my sources, he was actually under solitary confinement because he was actively receiving death threats while there. Well, thank God our prayers were answered because he has since been released from prison. No thanks to the DOJ. He has since been released pending his appeal. Now, Hankinson is obviously someone who did nothing wrong that day besides the fact of reacting to seeing one of his colleagues getting shot in the leg and wanting to make sure that they weren't being ambushed. But the Biden DOJ, which sides with criminals, went after this poor man. And he has spent, under this DOJ, weeks in solitary confinement. Now, again, the reason why I say this DOJ is the Bureau of Prisons falls right under the DOJ. So they are in control. Pam Bondi's in control. I made several efforts to reach out to these folks and ask them for help because solitary confinement is abuse. When you're locked down to, which is probably like the size of your bathroom, when you're locked down to a room that size with nothing around you, no human interaction for 23 to 24 hours a day, it is in fact abuse. Now the DOJ claims that, oh, it's for their safety. That's why we do it. It's not for their safety. It's not for their safety. There were other things that they could have done with this man to make sure and secure his safety, but they chose not to. And again, I made several attempts to reach out to the DOJ on this front. Although they don't want you talking bad about them, Mr. Todd Blanche, they still won't go out there and help fellow Americans. Police officers, by the way. The vast amount of police officers that elected this president into the White House, they don't have their back. They don't. So that's at least some good news that a judge did rule that he can be released while waiting his appeal. And of course, he is trying his very best to fight this off. But gosh, this is so insane that it's gotten to this level. And again, the DOJ allowing prisons to misuse solitary confinement because it is abuse. Whether they want to say it or not, it is abuse. All right, let's turn things to Fulton County. Fulton County is getting interesting because, as you guys know, we talked about on this show last week specifically, the DOJ is going after Fulton County. They have demanded records that are supposed to be preserved. It might be, though, that the Fulton County executives completely tossed a lot of the key information about the 2020 election out because, well, there were alleged election fraud crimes that may have been committed in Fulton County. Of course, we have to say that. So, you know, if you don't, you'll get sued. Scumbags in Fulton County continue to just amaze the rest of us, though, of course. According to a report out in the Federalist, it appears that they might have possibly gotten rid of a lot of key evidence. Early this month, Fulton County admitted that approximately 315,000 early votes from the 2020 election were illegally certified. Again, folks, illegally certified. But then they somehow, some way, were included in the final results of the 2020 election. No, you don't say. You don't say. 315,000 votes, potentially. Now, of course, that is a massive amount of number. I mean, it's just a massive number. And, I mean, if you just go over the 2020 election results, I'm sure that would have changed things. Great patriots like Rudy Giuliani, who did his very best to try to defend his client, which was President Donald Trump, were sued into bankruptcy over this. Just pointing out and trying to represent his client to the best of his ability. Again, they went after him and targeted him. But there's a lot of allegations floating around Fulton County. And time again, we continue to ask these basic questions and nobody wants to answer them. You know, they had Fannie Willis last week in front of one of the Senate committees under oath. And although I think the questions that were asked upon her were pretty weak, it really is not surprising. It's really not surprising. I'm trying to pull up the Fulton County result of that election. I can't find them right now. But I'm pretty sure it was very, because I know in the state of Georgia, it was a very narrow, narrow victory for Joe Biden. We all know what came after that when President Trump was just simply trying to call it out. He was simply trying to ask Georgia officials to go do some digging. I saw something pop up too earlier today. Harmy Dillon saying she's going after in lawsuits both blue and red states for failure to clean up their voter rolls. Now, this is ahead of the 2026 midterm election. With the congressional elections obviously coming up, the DOJ said that it is trying to ensure that only eligible voters are on the state's voter rolls. Now, while some voluntarily comply with the DOJ's request for voting registration data or to clean the voter rolls themselves, others are refusing to do just that, citing privacy concerns. Now, again, it's great that Harmy Dillon is taking on this fight. What the heck are Republicans doing? You know, President Trump made it very, very clear that this is a top priority for him. And unfortunately, you know, it doesn't seem like they're doing anything to back that. And what we saw in 2020 is going to happen again and again and again because, well, no one's doing anything. No one's doing anything. Republicans, oh, vote for us again, head of midterms. And then for some reason, they don't show you anything. There's no actual results. Zero results. It's just so infuriating to sit back and watch. You know, they pretend like they actually care about election fraud and election integrity. But they don't have the guts to actually tell you guys that, yes, elections are being stolen. Elections are being stolen in this country. What's the motive to get Americans out to vote on election day for midterms? What's the motive? Right now, we have a Congress that's not doing anything. And I think that's what they think the motive is, right? oh, keep voting for us, keep giving us the majority, and we will pass things that you need us to pass. But right now, given the timetable they've been given, they've done absolutely nothing. And it's a very thin margin, of course. And I've been saying it from day one, slowly we lost that margin because it looks like there was a lot of Republicans being bought up by the private sector. I wonder why that is. You see, a lot of the times when Republicans step away from their congressional seats and they quickly get swept up into the private sector, it's because they're being outbidded. They're being outbidded. It's a quick payday to get them out of these seats and to lose the majority. And again, we have a Republican speaker who doesn't even really care to call it out. Why not go out there and say, why are all of these people refusing to wait it out to the end of their terms? These congressional members, these Republicans. But we have a bunch of cowards right now leading this country, and it's very, very sad to see. Again, these issues won't be fixed until we actually take them seriously. Speaking of that, that was actually kind of a good story, too. You know, RFK Jr., I love following all the incredible work he's doing. In clip 8, you're going to listen to him talk about his fight to end animal testing over at HHS. Take a listen.
There are 100,000 monkeys, primates, non-human primates, that are in primate labs around the country for research purposes. There's another 20,000 that are imported every year, and we're very concerned about that. We're trying to put an end to that completely. And the badge of a really humane nation is the way that it takes care of its animals. One of the things that we're doing is that we're re-educating researchers so that they know that there's these other forms of research that are much more predictive of human health outcomes. We're also, in September, we changed the rules at NIH to make it so that researchers can use part of their NIH funding to retire their primates to sanctuaries after the experimentation is done. Until now, there was no option like that, no alternative except the researcher euthanized that animal after they were through. Now we're developing sanctuaries across the country.
Absolute barbarians. In fact, you have to even push for this. It's been incredible work that's been led by obviously RFK Jr., but also with the backing of the great folks. Laura Loomer has made this a top priority for her, and that's something that's really great that we love dearly. She's also teamed up with White Coat Waste as well, who's been pushing this forward. So these efforts to end animal testing and to stop our government from just brutally killing these animals for no reason at all is something that we could thank in regards to RFK Jr. as well as Laura Loomer and White Coat Waste as well. All right, we're going to dive into a lot more in just a little bit, taking your calls as well, 877-789-2539. Give us a call if you want to sound off on a topic that we've discussed thus far. Also, in the meantime, head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. It's the final days of Christmas sale. That means 60% off some of your favorite supplements. That includes Methylene Blue, Sea Moss Gummies, Shilajit Gummies as well, over at thealexjonesstore.com. In addition to that, we also have the other supplements with 40% off those as well. But when you become a subscriber, you get 50% off every month for life. So why not extend those savings by becoming a subscriber? Again, this will end in just a few hours. So you have to head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you get in on these incredible savings. Also, last week I announced it. Ultimate Power, we launched that last week as well. So head on over to the shop and try this one out. The more you buy, the more you save. 30% off when you buy 3 bottles, of course. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
I need you to support the broadcast financially, and I just need those of you on the fence that have never gone to thealexjonesstore.com to go get the Ultra Methylene Blue. I'm only going to sell something that's really good for you and works great. Because, again, a good salesman sells a product that works, and it's good, and that I use. So take the challenge. Go to thealexjonesstore.com now and get Ultra Methylene Blue. And it's the greatest because it's so good it hits in like 30 minutes. But the real effects happen the days and weeks as it builds up in you. The Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, that's going to take a few weeks to kick in. You get your wife pregnant, she'd have a baby for 9 months, folks. You only got to wait a few weeks with this. The effects of these are incredible. Again, I can do hours on each product. And these are the best. You study Irish Sea Moss. You study Shilajit. You study bovine colostrum. It's all the rage forever. These are sure things. I don't go get stuff that isn't already a sure thing. It's so easy. 90% of my waking hours is doing nothing but studying and broadcasting and fighting. and I just want you to keep me commissioned in this fight. Where have you seen results like this? And it's not me. I'm the opposite of prideful. I'm God-fearing. I fear nothing but God. I'm actually fearful of the position I've been put in by God that I'm like, I need to do a better job. It's the opposite. I'm mad at myself. The crew can tell you behind the scenes. I am pissed off at myself. I am angry that I've been given so much power and I'm not executing it correctly. But God loves sudden death over time. God loves keeping you humble. When you buy from us, you're going to get a great product and you're betting on an organization that has the track record of victory. That's why the bad guys hate us. We know what we're doing. We know how to stop them. They want us off air. If I'm going to sell you something because I'm self-funded, it's going to work. You are missing out so bad if you don't get our Ultra DNA Revival new product, our incredible highest quality, the very best type of creatine gummies and powder, our bovine colostrum, all of it. 60% off right now. It ends next week. Get your orders in by tomorrow. You'll get it anywhere in the country before Christmas. But we need the support. And like I said, I'm out of money. I'm out of stuff to sell. I'm out of whatever. We have about a $400,000 underage going into next month. I mean, literally, to pay the rent and the payroll. I've got my Rolodex out. And I mean, there'll be no strings attached. But I'm starting to call people and folks saying, all right, you know, give me money. Because I ain't giving up. As much as I don't like begging for money, I give it up to the New World Order and rolling over and dying. I hate that even more. But I'm literally down to the point now. My parents have lost everything they got. I don't have anything. I don't care. I'm happier than ever. I never had a bunch of stuff. But it doesn't matter when you're up against the wall and you ain't got no more to give. You understand? I'm giving you everything I got. And quite frankly, I'm more alive. I'm stronger. I'm smarter than I've ever been. In fact, I'm high as a kite in this fight. I love this. But the fact is only a fraction of our people are engaged. Oh, the Muslims are engaged. The Jews are engaged. I'm not attacking either group. You know why they're so powerful? They're engaged. They're involved in their group. Well, who are we? Well, we're Americans of every race, color, and creed that just want freedom and our country and our republic. Well, then you better start acting like it.
Wake up, folks. Spread this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry. It's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. Final lap of the third hour. And we're taking your calls, of course, if you want to call on in. We're going to make our way down the call list right now. But the number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We're taking your calls relevant to the topics we've discussed thus far. So let's kick things off with our friend Bart in Georgia. Bart, welcome to the show.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Christmas.
Obviously, Bill Clinton is a pervert, and so is Hillary. They've got the smoking gun, but nobody is going to be prosecuted here because Cass Patel is obviously more interested in using his position to pick up women that are out of his league than chasing crime. And that's very frustrating. I had to get you with that one. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Bart, we're sitting back and waiting. You know, Pam Bondi put out a tweet. She said that she takes these things seriously and that if there's any victims to come forward and report to the DOJ, her office, or Todd Blanche's office, or the FBI, the same FBI, by the way, who's buried several people who came forward to blow the whistle on Epstein and to say that he had a thing for child porn. I just found actually that document just a second ago. But again, we're learning more and more about the cover-up. And so, you know, I don't think there's any type of desire to go after these people, although the AG says that she is actively looking to do just that. So, yeah, it's a whole bunch of garbage. and they continue to feed it to us. Bart, thank you for jumping on the show. Let's turn to Bulldog in Oklahoma. Bulldog, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ms. Morello. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, my friend?
All right. Hey, I just wanted to plug real quick. I love the methylene blue, and I love the sea moss. Oh. It has been a game changer for me.
Yeah.
Ms. Morello, I talked to you the other day about the maybe the actors, we'll call them, that are protesting these Islamic mosques.
Mm-hmm.
Well, recently here in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, city council voted to allow a mosque to be built in Broken Arrow, and the people in the community were highly against it. And that's why I was, when I spoke with you the other day, I was just wanting to get some information maybe just to see if that's going to take place here.
Yeah.
And outside of that, my only other thing, and I'll make it short, I just want to get your thoughts on, is it Ghislaine Maxwell?
Uh-huh.
And why everything has just went so silent with her, and all the information she has, I don't understand why they just can't pull the prosecutions out of that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, she's looking for a pardon, is what we heard last time with the DOJ. By the way, that Todd Blanche recording that was dropped of his discussions with Maxwell, it seemed like nothing of substance, honestly. And like you said, Bulldog, you know, they could pull a lot of information. They have thousands of pages of documents, and they, for some reason, can't construct a list of individuals who were participants in the abuse of children. Apparently, they can't. They also have victims, several victims who are alive, who are actively speaking out, and one would think you'd reach out to them as well. But unfortunately, they're not doing that. So I would say that there's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. It's because they are all just mouthpieces at this point to these deep state operatives that want to cover all this up. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, it's obviously a cover up. And they promised us these files. They're slowly trickling down. I get it. It does take time, but it's sloppy. They've been doing this since day one. They knew this was going to come out eventually, and they needed Congress to push them to do just that. And so here we are. But you also mentioned the mosque in Oklahoma. I mean, it's happening everywhere. We need to push back on all of this. Again, there's ways to do that. You know, Tulsi Gabbard coming out and gave a great speech about how it's taking over cities like Dearborn, Michigan. And we obviously seeing it playing out throughout Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas. I mean, it is a takeover. And I keep telling people, like, you think it's happening in someone else's state. Do you think, oh, I live in a red state, I'm safe? I mean, it's happening where you are, too. Broken Arrow, you just said. Again, we have that article up right now. I mean, this is absolute garbage that they're doing this, but it's happening everywhere. It's happening everywhere. And people just don't understand how important this issue is. This is a top priority. It should be for all Americans. This isn't that they're coming here to live amongst us. They want to coexist. This is a hostile takeover. This is an invasion. This is, I don't know how else to scream about this. This is a takeover. This is a takeover. These are people that are on a mission to conquer the West. And they've done it throughout Europe, and they're coming here. And everyone in Europe has been warning us that our politicians just sold us out and allowed this to happen. And here we are now in the United States, and we've been given all the information we need to know what's happening. It's a matter of whether the people in this country accept it or not. Again, crack open a Quran, read it for yourself. This isn't just people who are not looking to coexist with others from other religions. That's not the case at all. That's not the case at all. And so, again, I'll keep highlighting the fact that this is a takeover, Bulldog. And everyone in Oklahoma and other red states better wake up. You think that they're not coming? They're coming. They're coming. They're buying up chunks of land, building mosques, and they're lying to the American people about just that. They don't want you to know what's going on. It's happening. It's happening. You know, they brought up my aunt in New York. They bought her farm, and she didn't know that it was going to become a mosque. She had a beautiful farm that she was doing business on for years. And when she decided to leave New York and she was going to move down south, she sold it to people that she didn't know were going to create a mosque. And then months later, they started constructing a mosque on her property, her old property. So again, they're here. They're not telling us the truth. They're lying to us. That's not just happening in New York. Again, it's happening all across this country. They're buying up even old churches. Look at the old churches that are being bought out. I believe that just recently, within last year, I saw like three different separate stories of churches being bought out throughout Florida and being converted to mosques. Folks, it's an invasion. It is an invasion. You know, the call to prayer, we all laugh because it sounds so foolish. But the reality of it is they don't do this in their own country. This isn't to insert dominance. They have taken over. They will do what they want. They pretend, too, that it's a religion so they could try to push forward that they have a First Amendment right to these things, but they don't because it's not a religion. And so, yeah, the rest of this country, Bulldog, I'll let you have the final word. They better wake up before it's too late. I'll let you add to that, Bulldog, before we turn to the next caller.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with everything that you just said 100% about the people needing to wake up. This country was built by hardworking people, and I don't care what color you are. I don't care about your religion. When it all boils down to it, we're Americans, and that's what we need to understand. Doesn't matter the color of your skin. Doesn't matter your beliefs. Safety and numbers. We're united. That's why our forefathers did what they did. Mm-hmm. I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Christ is King. Thank you, Ms. Morello.
Yes. Well, thank you, Bulldog, for calling in. And Merry Christmas to you, my friend. We appreciate you calling into the show. Let's turn to Ryan in North Carolina. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good. First of all, I want to give a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to all the info dogs out there, because I know a lot of the listeners are dog people.
Yes.
And the dogs need to have a Merry Christmas, too. I'm sure you're going to spoil your two dogs, too.
Yes, yes. They will be very spoiled. They will be, they always get a turkey, so they'll get a little turkey of their own.
Goodness gracious, great. So my main reason my call is so Ring cameras, the new familiar faces, optional facial recognition feature. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know about when they have those Ring cameras, those are opt out options. So if you don't know that your camera is scanning every face that walks past, you have to opt out of that, and it's supposed to make it it's supposed to make it more convenient for the homeowner. Chris is on the front porch, not person on the front porch. So we all know Amazon owns Ring, mm-hmm. So they also have Sidewalk. Sidewalk, so if your internet goes out and I'm your next door neighbor, I can tap off of your Wi-Fi to keep my device on connected to the internet. So to put those two together, it's like a binary agent. This goes behind, it violates Fourth Amendment, but now who has access to Amazon's database? So CIA does. Mm-hmm. So they're basically circumventing the Fourth Amendment through privatized companies while telling us, we're going to make your house more secure. And I think that's a big psyop that a lot of people aren't realizing. I know a lot of people that have Ring cameras. They're on, when I walk through the neighborhood, maybe I want to say 70 out of 100 houses have, some type of Ring camera or Wyze camera on them. And they're implementing this now. And when you update your software, it's an opt out. It's not an opt in. So you can't choose to use it. You have to choose not to use it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how to use the software properly, you're just collecting data for the mega brain.
It's so frustrating because we're limited, right? Because you want to secure your home when you're away and you need some type of resource to do that. And Ring is easily accessible, affordable. And then you see this get thrown at that. I mean, it's so crazy, right? And I'm glad you put that on our radar. So thank you. But again, I mean, the fact that we allow this to happen is so crazy to me. You know, Texas, they do make some privacy laws. And we reported it last week too, the PACs ensuing, the TV manufacturers, because it's not just our government. It's also the Chinese. I mean, they sell us our televisions and they extract our data and then ship it back to the CCP and they have access to it too. So it's just technology. It makes things convenient, but it's also chipping away at all of our personal rights. And, it's quite disturbing. Ryan, thank you for sharing that with us. And Merry Christmas. We appreciate you calling into the show and giving us that little background on that story. So thank you. Let's turn to Danny in California. Danny, welcome to the show.
Hey, yo, what's up? Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Chilling. It's good to hear your voice. I was calling about the CDL, but all that illegal immigrants getting all that stuff. It's crazy out here because I'm here from Central Valley. So, there's a lot of agriculture and trucking and all that stuff. And it's dang, in a span of 10 years, it just boomed, just crazy. Indians everywhere driving trucks. I don't know if they got, if they're illegal or not, but kind of trippy.
Yeah, I did a deep dive on one show, Danny. If you missed it, you should take a look. Just Google about the Indians in California and how they've been doing. There's been several charged over the years with just they're running the schools, the CDL schools, They're also buying access into the DMVs so that these Indians could pass. They get their CDL licenses, but also the schools are also compliant. They're Indian-owned. And then they go to the Indian-owned truck companies as well. So it's all well documented. This has been going on for years. And, you know, we haven't really received any update on how many illegals who obtained these CDLs under the Biden regime for the last 4 years, how many of them were behind fatal car crashes. I'm sure the number would be out of this world, though, and it would be devastating. But again, it's something that needs to be taken on. And we're glad that the Trump administration is doing just that. Just a matter of, I mean, how do you get these people off the roads? They don't belong in this country in the first place. They're unable to speak English. They're lying. The DMV is helping them lie in California specifically to get these licenses. And then you have like when these drivers are accused of killing innocent people who are just on the roads with them, they're released on $100,000 bail bond, and they won't even let ICE pick them up. So no surprise there. Danny, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it, of course. Folks, I also want to turn to... Let's turn to John in Missouri. John, welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
I can, John. Welcome. How are you?
All right. Good morning. Merry Christmas to everybody. And remember, without Christ, there is no Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, over the weekend, I was alerted to some information about Pam Bondi that I did not know. I was originally in her court when she first came out. I thought, man, she's going to be all right. Well, you know, obvious has happened and she's not doing anything. And the Bush boys are in her corner really big. And I did not know that Jeb Bush is one of her biggest cheerleaders. Have you heard anything about that?
Back up that one last question for me a bit. Repeat that for me.
Jeb Bush is in Pam Bondi's corner. And I did not know that till this weekend. It was brought to my attention. He is a huge cheerleader for her.
Well, that's no surprise. I think there was, and I'd have to go back into my archives, my mental archives. I know that they have a strong, okay, so they do have a long-standing political relationship in Florida. That's what I was thinking back to. I remember him being backing her back in 2016 when she was AG, I think it was. So they have definitely had a long-going relationship, the two, which is strange. It's actually funny because I was talking to someone too, and they'd say that like anyone who worked the Bushes back in the day wasn't allowed into the second Trump administration. They intentionally pushed them out. But yeah, no, she's been backed by them for a while now, and it's gone back for a couple of years. But that's not really surprising.
Yeah, it just really bothered me, and I was like, well, no wonder we're not getting anything done because, you know, obviously George W. doesn't like Trump.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Anyway, that's just what I had for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in, John. We appreciate it. Yeah, oh, there you go. Congratulations to Pam Bondi. Yeah, I remember seeing that. Oh, yeah, that was the confirmation. Well, right after the confirmation, I had to say that's when she was named, I believe, as the pick. So in 2016, Bondi endorsed Jeb. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a strong connection there. It's a matter of me just digging into all of it and mapping it all out. But yes, you are correct, John. There is a massive thing there. Yeah, it's one of the many reasons. I mean, she was not great in Florida, but for some reason, people forgot about the stuff that she did in Florida. So no surprise there. John, thank you for calling. Merry Christmas to you as well. Thank you for calling into the show. Let's turn to Benny in Tennessee. Benny, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm not going to come across with any political story or nothing like that. I'm going to just try to spread a little knowledge because sometimes we need to help with the economy ourselves. Sometimes you just need to do something for yourself.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to teach everybody that's listening a little trick. You can get gas extremely cheap if you shop at, I don't know, all the different companies that work with it, but Kroger's, Fry's, all those different companies. If you buy the gift cards there, you get four times. This is what I do. I buy $400 worth of gift cards. I get 1,600 points, which is $1.60 a gallon off of gas. And then on Fridays, they have a thing where if you buy groceries there, you get four times whatever groceries you spend. So if you're going to spend the money on groceries anyway, buy the gift cards, get 400, four times points, and then spend the gift cards and get four times more points. So for $400 original purchase, you end up getting $3,200 points, which is $3.20 off a gallon, which means you can get your gallon literally for 0.9 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I filled up my wife's in my car, we got 35 gallons for 66 cents.
Wow, Benny.
And it's there all the time.
That's awesome. I actually did see that, though. I did see that when I was pumping over at Kroger. And I was like, that seems like a good deal. But I mean, that's so smart. So walk our audience through one more time just to make sure that they are all paying attention. So the gift card part of this, walk us from that.
You buy a Visa or a MasterCard for $100. And I buy four of them. So I get $400 worth of cash that I'm going to spend in the month anyway. I can use them online. I can use them at the store. But I make sure to use them at Kroger. So I get the four times points. And then take those four cards that are already made you 1,600 points. And you go and spend them on your groceries at Kroger. On Fridays, they have four times points. And you can actually get five times points if you're a Boost member. But, yeah, so you end up with 3,200 points for an original $400 purchase if you go spend that $400 at Kroger's on Friday. And 3,200 points gets you $3.20 off a gallon, which where I'm at now, gas is $2.15 a gallon at Kroger. So I literally get almost free gas and still have points left over for the next fill-up.
I love that. I love that. Benny, thank you for sharing that with us, because that's really, really important these days to save some extra cash too. I'm like I like do the digital couponing. My friends always laugh at me, but I'm like, no, because wait until you see. I just cashed out on one of my apps and I had $150 in cash back and I just bought a Target gift card with it. And that's it. It's a free $150. So, I mean, like whenever you could save money, do it. That's a great tip though, Benny. So thank you for sharing that with our audience, and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, my friend. We appreciate you calling
Merry
in
Christmas
and sharing
to you.
That. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's turn to Matthew in New York. Matthew, welcome to the show. Matthew, you with us?
Yep. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good, good. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, so I basically just want to put this out there to all your listeners. We won the popular vote. We won the election. We just can't seem to get it together locally. And until we get it together locally, it doesn't matter what we do, who we put in as president, because in your local community, that's going to dictate what happens around you. If you don't want a mosque being built in your town, then you have to get on the town board. If you don't want your taxes so high, then you have to get on the city council. Like, until we actually put in the groundwork besides one day voting, if you turn on your YouTube page and type in your town you live in or the city you live in, there's more than likely not a live stream of the council that's happening and debating. And until we get more involved, it doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter what Trump changes. It doesn't matter anything. Because there's going to be people that bleed in that are corrupted. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if we're under a king or if we're under a democracy. If the people that are elected are corrupt, then the people are going to be subject to corruption. So until we could actually vote, until we could actually get involved, until we could actually come together and create change, then nothing's going to change.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, I mean, I think I've said it before, too. In New York, when I was living there, I tried my best to be a part of the change. I mean, I tried to run for a state senate, but the GOPs, the county level GOPs are just so corrupt that it's infuriating. I mean, they all have their hands in these different pots and they're like,
they do. But it takes the majority. It takes like you. It takes like me. It takes a bunch of other people, too, to get in there and tell this to the public so that the public gets involved. Just us trying to get involved and then being kicked out because we have the numbers. The majority of the people agree with what we believe in, but we just don't get involved. And we need to find a way, whether it be a book for dummies, how to petition for dummies or what, if you have to wear Meta glasses and go in and do everything. Like, we have to figure out a way that we could get the next generation, the current generation, involved besides just voting. Because 10 years now, 20 years now, if we do get it figured out, our children, our grandchildren are going to run into the same issues. It's been a reoccurring thing since the dawn of the United States.
Yeah.
We have to safeguard our freedom, and we don't. People are lazy.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm lazy too. That's and when you're unmotivated, the people around you don't really hold their freedoms close and are willing to go the extra mile to put everything on the line in their own local community. There's just so many aspects of it that it's just so hard to get into. But until we actually realize that our founding fathers gave us the tools to be able to change it. But unless we act and use those tools ourselves, instead of having politicians use those tools, unless we use those tools ourselves at the local level, nothing is going to change. A president can't come in and even if he does, you see it, these little pockets across the country, they, I guess, hold the power because they're the only ones that are actually willing to put their foot down and do something, whether it be fighting the president's agenda or promoting the president's agenda, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It boils down to the local action in the community. And I hate to say it, but whatever pathway you look at it, it all boils down, that is the root issue. Because if there is a civil war and there is something and we get our freedom back, we still have to safeguard it. We have to be involved. Otherwise, these people are going to slither their way back in. And even now, like, the only proper way to change everything is to do it, is to get involved, is to get on the local level. Because Senate, Congress, the House of Reps, like, yeah, that takes a long time. And it's a reason for that. It takes a long time for that change to happen. If you want direct, immediate change, you have to get involved locally. And it's so important to me because people don't realize, like, you could have immediate, direct change just by going down. Like, you want to protest? Well, protest in your city hall. You know where these politicians live. You could actually get change in real-time results by exercising your rights at the local level. And until we do that, until people realize, like, hey, it doesn't matter what happens, the generations before us had the freedom to not get involved. Yeah. But now, we don't have that freedom anymore. We have to get involved. Because if we don't get involved, there's no future. Like, being a 30-year-old disabled combat veteran,
yeah.
How can I want to procreate in this world and want to bring someone up in this world when it's going to be a lot worse? Like, you're taking my ability to even want to bring life into this world away. And when you do that, it's not, as a population, it's not a good route to go down. Because if I feel this way, I know hundreds of other people feel this way.
Yeah, Matthew, you're definitely not alone. We're up against the clock, though, because we got to go. But Matthew, thank you for calling into the show. We appreciate it. Matthew's right. Everyone has to get involved. You have to play your part and get involved in the election process. Folks, if you called in today and we didn't get to your call, sorry. We'll try again possibly tomorrow. So thank you very much for waiting on hold, though. We greatly appreciate your time. All right. Like I said, we're up against a hard break. That does it for us on the Monday edition of the American Journal. We appreciate you joining us. Of course, Harrison Smith will be here in studio tomorrow joining me to give us a history lesson on Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa, not a real holiday. My little clue there. We'll see you again next time, of course. In the meantime, though, the Alex Jones Show is next. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com, though, in the meantime, and make sure you indulge on all of the savings there.
So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at Infowars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King. Make no peace with evil, same Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me. And it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy it unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before they're hatched. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.